You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are tuned in to Marcus Sahaba Online, and it's an absolutely beautiful Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Yusuf Ali, and you are listening to the afternoon drive. Subhanallah, it definitely is a beautiful day here in Johannesburg, South Africa, and we are thoroughly enjoying the weather. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with fantastic weather. You know, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right. I feel like a soup, you know, in the Goldilocks story. But anyways, alhamdulillah, it's quite nice indeed. Little showers here and there, and we are ever so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, anyways, it is a Friday, and you know what we like to do Fridays? We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your stories, dear listeners of Marcus Sahaba. What is it? What is it on this Friday, the day of Jummah, that made your day so special? Tell us. Please tell us, dear listeners of Marcus Sahaba Online, and share it with us. Inshallah, we'll be ever so grateful. Now, at our masjid today, we didn't actually speak. The alim spoke at the masjid, you know, because lucky, look at me now with big eyes now. Well, the alim spoke about tradition versus sunnah. And you know what? It's such a good one. It's such a good topic, really. I was so happy that our alim spoke about that. And, you know, it's how we like to do extra, and we put pressure, unnecessary pressure on ourselves, in our lives, when it comes to these things, you know, putting unnecessary pressure. And he used the example of nikahs. And he said, look at our nikahs these days. Before, it was a simple thing. Whatever you had at home, whatever meal you had, it was simple, simple, simple. But what's it like today? What's it like today? Today, it's absolutely crazy. We want to invite hundreds of people. We want to have elaborate nikah. And is this according to the teaching of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this according to the sunnah? I think not. And this is what makes me worry. You know? So, we should be unapologetic. Really. Can I tell you what my walima was like? I'm only saying it for the purpose of example now, right? And my walima was supposedly chaotic. Why was my walima chaotic now? Because whoever I was meeting, you know, and I was saying, come. And we were telling a lot of people to come. And we didn't cater. It wasn't a meal. It wasn't a lunch. It was just a tea. And whoever was coming was bringing biscuits and was bringing confectionery. And we laid down like four tables, four trestle tables, and we were just putting everything there. And whoever wanted, like we had paper plates, and we had two gazebos up. And whoever wanted could go take a stool and go sit. There was no table to sit on, and there was no elaborateness, nothing. And I know one or two whispers out there was, how could this be so badly planned? Like, there's so many people and there's so little tables, and how is this possible? Why? And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just, I just wanted a lot of people there, and everybody had their tea. You know, everybody had their tea. Somebody made dua, alhamdulillah. A lot of people said ameen to that dua. And that is what made it special for me. And you know, you must keep it simple. I always said that I want a simple nikah. Simple nikah. So why can't we do that? You know what you do, dear listeners? Invite all your friends, everybody. Invite everybody at the masjid also and say, come. And when they come, you don't have to have something elaborate. It doesn't have to be something huge or something unbelievable. All it needs to be something simple, and something that people can come, you know. And I think that's the ones which carry the most baraka. Not that I'm saying that my marriage is so baraka blessed. I'm just saying that you know, sometimes you don't need to conform to the norms of society. You don't need to conform to what people expect, the expectations, because there's still going to be complaints. There's still going to be people having a problem with this, having a problem with that. Alhamdulillah, my family are good people. I don't think there would have been complaints, but you know, I was happy to have it that way. And it's something I always dreamed of, and I love saying that. You know, I don't like to follow trends. I like to set the trend. So we can set a new trend of having a simple nikah. Set the trend in line with the sunnah. Yes, set the trend in line with the sunnah, dear listeners of Markaz Sahaba. And I think that that's the way to go. That really is the way to go. But anyways, let's talk about what's happening in the education sector. And this is quite interesting indeed. Now, matric pupils are being urged to stay away from pens down parties. Now, education authorities have urged matric pupils to desist from attending end of exam celebrations known as pens down parties, with just under 2 weeks to go until the end of the 2019 final matric examinations. Education authorities have called on pupils to focus on their exams and their futures and not parties. Now, in the past years, matric final exam parties have claimed the lives of many young people through car accidents, violence meted out against one another. In Richards Bay 4 years ago, 3 pupils were stabbed to death and at least 18 more were wounded and rushed to a hospital after a brawl during an end of exams party at the KwaZulu-Natal North Coast town. Educational authorities, including politicians, teachers and school governing bodies, have been calling for an end to the so-called pens down parties, which are usually organized by the pupils themselves with no adult supervision or safety and security measures in place where they hosted the parties. Mpumalanga's education MEC Bonakele Majuba said matric pupils should desist from the parties as they were destructive in nature, with unprotected relations going on and the use of substance abuse a fixture of the parties. I'm shocked at this. I'm shocked that it's gone to this. And my studio controller, Lucky, as well. Lucky, at the end of the year, what did you do after your last paper when you went to receive your certificate? Last thing. Lucky said he used to write on his shirt and used to go home. That's it. I'm shocked, really. We were a bit more academic in our age. We had a yearbook. Everybody wrote in your yearbook. But that was it. Even our students, our youngsters were intelligent because they used to use polish on each other and then they were told that polish is bad for your skin and they stopped completely. You see? Now, what is happening to society? Let's speak to the spokesperson for the MP of Department of Education, General Sambo, and he is the spokesperson of Bonakele Majuba, who said the matric pupils should desist from the parties, that they were destructive in nature. I'm hoping not to give away Gerald Sambo's age here, but let's welcome him into the studio online. Gerald, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Gerald, this is absolutely shocking to hear what students are getting up to with the so-called pens down parties. Now, before we get into it, I'm afraid to might have to reveal your age, but when you were in school, when you were in matric, did we do things like this? Was there a sort of thing like a pens down party, or in your capacity, what did you do at the end of the year?
Well, I think maybe judging from the place where I'm coming from, things were still a bit, you know, laid back, not, you know, how things are treated. I'm from a deep rural area called Lilydale, where the late Sam Zima is coming from. Mm-hmm. So we did not have such, to be honest with you. But I also grew up under a very strict supervision from my father, who was actually very strict to make sure that they were always doing things correctly and knew our whereabouts all the time. I think the time where he stopped worrying about our whereabouts at the time when I went to tertiary, because he knew that by that time, most of the time I'm on my own, but he could get a sense of some level of responsibility on my side. But in other parts of the country, yes, these things used to happen, but not the way things are happening today. Unfortunately, you know, when you look at what happens during those parties, you'd be shocked, and you know, it calls for concern. Especially if you look at a point where these learners get to a point where they get drunk, they, you know, abuse, you know, substance like your drugs, marijuana, and, you know, some of them engage in unsafe sex, you know, activities where they, at the end of the day, fall pregnant, or they contract these other sexually transmitted diseases. It is a serious problem in many of the communities, and we have seen, you know, it, you know, befitting for us as a department to actually denounce such, you know, pens down parties and call upon parents, communities, the leaders, the church leaders, and everybody in the community to make sure that they denounce, you know, these activities and make sure that these activities do not happen under their watch. But what is more critical is for parents to actually talk to their children about, you know, the consequences of such parties, but to also make sure that they prevent them from going. Because if all parents could say their children are not going to such parties, obviously we would not have such a gathering. But unfortunately, you'd have a parent or two who would decide to relax and thinking that they are allowing my child to go and enjoy. But we have seen children losing their lives. I remember at some point here in the province, there's a student who did very well in grade 12. But unfortunately, when the results came out, the student was no more. They died in a very serious car accident after they went to drinking spree and joyride. And unfortunately, they got involved in a very terrible accident. And this student lost his life. And it's one of the students that you would see as doctors, engineers, or someone big in the community today. But unfortunately, they are no more. And also, you look at some of these young girls, they fall pregnant at a very young age. And they, some of them delay, you know, going ahead with their studies. Some of them end up not even going ahead with their studies. Some of them contract, you know, these sexually transmitted illnesses and such things, you know, how, you know, they destroy, you know, a person's life. So we felt as a department, let's rather call upon all the people who can assist in making sure that we close, you know, all, you know, the angles and making sure that such parties do not happen, especially in the province. And we encourage these learners to say, look, if you've got a school uniform and you know very well that you passed your grade 12, why don't you donate such uniform to the school so that they give such uniforms to the learners who are needy? The learners will put the uniform into good use than to tear your uniform, you write all over your school uniform, and it's not something that shows some level of responsibility on the side of the learner. So we want to instill that level of responsibility and the level of pride to say, you know what, from an early age, I have started knowing the importance of giving to someone who needs something more than myself. But also to say, look after yourself, be responsible. There's a lot of things that these learners can do. One is to help around at home or to find, you know, projects within the communities that they can access. Start visiting the tertiary institutions that they would love to go and study to find out more about the environment and the activities that are happening in such institutions. So it's very important that as communities, especially parents, you know, heed the call, because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. It might be your child who's going to lose their lives. It might be your child who's going to come home pregnant. It might be your child who's going to come home, you know, infected with this sexually transmitted diseases. So we call upon the MEC, Mr. Bonakala Majuba, spoke strongly about this thing. He was a teacher at some point. He knew that there were learners who would listen when you talk to them, but some would still go ahead. So we want also the learners to, you know, denounce these activities among themselves so that they show the seriousness of the consequences of such, you know, parties. So we don't support such parties. And we call upon the leaders in the communities, but with most especially parents, to denounce and make sure that they prevent these little children from attending such parties.
Definitely, and I think you hit the nail on the head, because this was a shock to me as well, these pens down parties. And at the end of the day, I think it's the onus on the parents, on the community leaders,
like you said, to look into this and to try and discourage our youth. I'm hoping, inshallah, that our imams in the masjids will take this up and discuss this as well, because it's a very serious issue. It's a very important issue. And I think it's been going under the radar, and it's time for us to bring it to the surface and let people know about it. We need to have a drive to make parents aware, to make social leaders aware of this. And how is there a way that the department can perhaps get policing on the increase or get security at the schools at this time?
What we've also done as a department, we spoke to the state area commissioner to actually alert the police to be on the watch of such parties and make sure that should they find learners, you know, in such gatherings, definitely they must make sure that such gatherings do not happen, and the learners are sent elsewhere in the various homes. But also, we are talking to the liquor store owners, and we actually plead with them not to sell liquor to such learners. Because, I mean, it's also irresponsible as a father, as a parent, you know, to sell liquor to one child, you know, and with your own children, you cannot allow them to consume such, you know, kind of substance. So what is important is, if we come together as communities and making sure that in all the corners of the community, we do not allow such parties to happen, I think we will get somewhere. And even if they happen, they will be at a smaller scale, but eventually in the future, we will win the war. Because it also takes some level of, you know, education that you instill in these children to indicate to them and show them what are the dire consequences that come with such, you know, parents and parties. Because, of course, you know, it's not those kind of parties are not actually characterized by, you know, good morals, you know, good conduct. But they're characterized by very profane, you know, acts that one would not even wish to look at. And it's very much worrisome, and it's a call for concern. And we have realized that as a department, we need to take the lead, call upon everybody within communities to say, no, let's put a stop to this thing, and let's make sure that we instill some level of responsibility in our children, and making sure that they do understand that at the end of the day, it might be them tomorrow that are going to be affected by, you know, such activities. You may never know, as a parent, you might feel that your children may not be affected, but tomorrow, you don't know what's going to happen, and you don't know where your child will be, you know, around the team. Because if you look at how they conduct themselves, they happen, you know, throughout the night, and some of them do not even sleep. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's okay to be happy that, you know what, I wrote my exams and I feel I wrote very well, but the kind of celebrations that we see after that, and mind you, they do not receive the results. Some of them would have to go back to school. They've teared down their uniform, they've destroyed their uniform, and some of them are pregnant. You know, it becomes a very, you know, shocking revelation if you see the activities that are taking place in such parties. So if communities are listening, especially parents, because they are the ones who have the honor to say, my child is not going anywhere, or any guardian for that matter, to take the stand to say, you are not going anywhere, you must remain at home. Give these children, you know, activities to do at home, but also to, you know, conduct, you know, activities at home that will keep these children busy so that they do not find themselves, you know, going to such parties. I'm happy there are some of the learners, when you talk to them, they realize the dire consequences of such activities, and they have taken it upon themselves to talk to their peers about such, and they have made an undertaking that they are not going to support such, and are not going to be part of that. And the more learners you have in the future, we might win the war and put an end to these so-called parental parties, because they are not helping, but in actual fact, they are damaging the promising future of these children, because they are having a promising future. All they need to do is to focus, get their results, go to tertiary, because even when they get to tertiary, they need to display some level of good conduct so that they pass their tertiary, you know, schooling, and they come back to change the situations at home, but to also change their own lives and become, you know, better citizens of the country. So let us all come together as communities, as leaders, as GPS parents, and build, you know, responsible children who will become better citizens of the community tomorrow, and also raise responsible children, because once they become responsible, they are going to make sure that they instill the very same responsibility in their children's lives. These things are not helping. At the end of the day, they are actually destroying the children's lives, and they're actually destroying the promising future that most of these children have.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I have to agree with you. And you know what? I think advice to the learners out there, whoever's going to be listening to this, is going to be put on podcast. Perhaps parents, if you can get your learners to listen to this, it's quite serious. And youngsters, if you're listening to this, remember that you cannot put on your CV what a beautiful pens down party you had, but you can get your character. You can get your character on your CV. You can get the things you did in your community on your CV. But things like that, the people whose approval you are going to win do not care about you if you're trying to do these disastrous things in the pens down party. And parents yourselves, trust me, you're not a cool parent if you allow your children to do this. You're not a cool parent if you think you are cool in school. Let your children do this. There's no harm being in being a strict parent. Perfect example on the line, Gerald Sambo, whose parents were strict. His father was strict, and now he is the spokesperson for Department of Education in Mpumalanga. So that's how far you can get your children by keeping a close eye on them. Gerald, we say thank you so much for speaking to us. It's a tough task ahead, I can tell you that, but we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, and let's continue to spread the word. The 2-3 learners, 100 learners that will win, it will mean a lot. We really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to the learners, and we're looking forward to further interactions in the future.
Definitely. We wish you all the best. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, all your listeners. Thank you.
That was Gerald Sambo, the spokesperson for the MP in the Department of Education. We're talking about Bonakele Majuba. But really, this is absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And I mean, what happened to the innocence? 12 years you go to school. 12 years you go to school. And how do you celebrate it? Ending up in jail. Ending up dead. Ending up pregnant. Recently, not too long ago, last month, or was it 2 months ago, we reported on Markaz Sahaba Online that a student was killed. A student was killed by defending another girl, and they were having one of these parties. And in this school, what they do is they fill feces and urine in condoms and chuck it at each other. How do you celebrate academic achievement by being stupid? I wonder sometimes, I wonder where Mzansi is going. I wonder of our future. But really, I think it's something for us to be aware about. It's not a small thing. Parents, maybe it's a good idea if you keep an eye on your children. Maybe keep them at home or be with them at this time. Really, I think it's something that we cannot leave unattended. I don't want to use the word disgusting. I'm just going to say disheartening. Disheartening to see what's happening to our school youth. Time for us to go for a break, inshallah. After that is our financial update with our Professori Alameen Templeton.